This is AM 1710 Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The AM 1710 Radio Magazine is brought to you by
United American Bank in Half Moon Bay. United American Bank, simply better banking.
And by Olifano Technologies. Olifano Technologies, for all your computer and IT needs, visit them at olifanotechnologies.com.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by the Thrift Store. The Thrift Store at 515 Kelly Avenue. The Thrift Store, helping seniors on the coastside.
And by Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Dr. Ray Shepherd Dentistry. Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You may recall late last winter, correspondent Jim Holly interviewed a gentleman who drew international attention to the coast by playing a piano on the bluffs overlooking Half Moon Bay. He drew hundreds of people over nearly 2 weeks, including other musicians and even dancers. Well, he has planned an even bigger event that is drawing at least the same amount of attention and interest. He plans on placing 12 pianos on the coast to be played simultaneously in the near future. The feature story of the week was to have been an interview with Mario Fortissimo, but due to last-minute scheduling conflicts, he was unable to join us in the studio. However, we would like to tell you a little bit about his new project called Opus 2, which will consist of those 12 pianos, more on that in a moment, and the creation of a documentary film. So why is Mario Fortissimo doing this? In his words, to bring attention to the fragile state of the world's oceans and its whales. To do all of this, Mario has created Kickstarter to make possible a unique performance art project and the documentary film about it, which is already underway. The goal is to raise $23,000, and just before airtime, we understand he is only $500 from achieving that goal. Those contributors will be part of his Sunset Piano Secret Society, and they will be alerted to the locations and times of the piano playing, which will not be made available to the public. They will also receive by email a PDF of a special hand-drawn map of their locations. Sometime in July, Mario is planning to deploy the 12 pianos at select locations along the San Mateo coastline. So, who will be playing these 12 pianos besides Mario? Well, they are 11 noted musicians, some of whom have played around the world. And one of the 11 is Lisa Spector of Half Moon Bay, who is a world-traveled classical pianist and teacher. If interested in talking to Mario or helping with his project, you can reach him by phone at 726-1409. 726-1409. A love of the piano and a love of our oceans, and especially its whales. For as Mario concludes, an ocean without whales would be like a world without music. And that is our feature story of the week about someone making a difference on the coastside. For the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson, and thank you for listening. With news of local events, stay tuned for Community Bulletin Board, another service of your hometown community station, AM 1710 KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
KHMB presents Community Bulletin Board, the place to hear news and information concerning our nonprofit groups and organizations on the Coastside. Community Bulletin Board is brought to you as a public service by Elefano Technologies of Half Moon Bay. Elefano Technologies specializes in wireless installations, troubleshooting, broadband setup, and installations.
The Half Moon Bay Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau is hosting Coastside Office Hours with Assemblyman Rich Gordon on Monday, July 15th from 10 a.m. to noon. Ask questions of your state representative on a variety of topics, including education, public safety, jobs, coastal issues, the state budget, state legislation, anything of concern to you. The chamber is located at 235 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. For more information, phone 726-8380. That is 726-8380. More news concerning local events after this message from Elefano Technologies.
You're invited to visit ElefanoTechnologies.com. It's their website where you will learn about the many services they offer the community as well as their business philosophy. At Elefano Technologies, they are committed to delivering innovation and offer a complete portfolio of expertise in the field of information technology, including a full range of products and services for software, hardware, and network support. From installations of high-speed DSL and cable to building custom workstations and servers, they are your single source for technology and support on the Coastside. While their services are designed to meet the needs of large organizations and small businesses, they gladly help home users with single computer problems. They are located at 225 Main Street, and you can reach them by phone 560-0000. How easy is that? 560-0000. Take a moment and learn more about them by visiting them online, ElefanoTechnologies.com.
It's not too early or late to make plans for this year's American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. It's a 24-hour community event in which the Coastside celebrates cancer survivors and their caregivers, as well as remembering those we have lost, and rally to fight back against this disease. The dates are 10 a.m. on Saturday, August 3rd, to 10 a.m. on Sunday, August 4th, at Hatch Elementary School. For more information, call Allison Baca at 922-1449. That's Allison Baca at 922-1449. The Son Rhesus Community Dental Center's raffle winner will be announced on July 21st. It's not too late to get your raffle tickets. You could win one of several prizes, including four club-level tickets for the San Francisco Giants, which includes parking and a meeting with sportscaster John Miller. Tickets are just $10 a piece or six for $50, and you need not be present to win. To purchase your tickets, call 712-0325 or email smiles@sonrhesusdental.org or come by the Dental Center at 210 San Mateo Road, Suite 104, right by Twice as Nice. For Community Bulletin Board, this is Stacy Trevenin.
Community Bulletin Board has been brought to you as a public service by Elefano Technologies of Half Moon Bay. Visit them online, elefano.com. To have your nonprofit announcement broadcast free on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us, bulletinboard@khmbradio.com.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
2009. So close and yet so long ago already. The time machine stops in 2009,
just 4 short years ago. These are the stories making the news. One of the big stories of 2009 will be the birth of a radio station. Yes, it was in just a few months from now that KHNB Radio would go on the air, debuting as Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710. Served the south end of Half Moon Bay with one transmitter covering Ocean Colony, Ocean Corners, and Kenyatta Cove. And we are told that there are more exciting things to come from our hometown community radio station, so stay tuned, as they say. In other news, from the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review back in 2009, Montara Beach tragedy claims life of mother and daughter. Higgins, a 41-year-old mother, and her 5-year-old daughter were enjoying a day at the beach when a combination of shore break waves and a strong riptide dragged the pair from the shore and out into the ocean. Bystanders responded immediately, but the two were pronounced dead that evening. Coastside sparkles on the 4th of July, 2009. The 4th of July on the Coastside, in many ways, is a time to turn back the clock. 2009 saw many of the same activities as usual, with the Lions Club pancake breakfast, the old-fashioned parade, and most notably, the fireworks at the harbor at dusk. And in 2009, happy birthday, Half Moon Bay. The city of Half Moon Bay turned 50 years old this year. Folks came and celebrated it at the Ted Adcock Community Center during a city council meeting. Cake was cut and fun was had by all to wish the city of Half Moon Bay a happy 50th year birthday. And a little history from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I've helped run and announce the parade for many, many years. Another July 4th proves once again what a great small town we live in. Folks flock to Half Moon Bay for our annual parade, which gives the feeling of stepping back in time. Our very own time machine, you might want to say. The parade entries were unique, patriotic, and filled with spirit. Decorated book carts did a great drill team routine on behalf of our library. New entries treated the crowd to an incredible car show from the cool Harbor Nights. Boy Scouts roamed the parade route, and they were passing out American flags to anyone that wanted one. Altogether, they passed out 5,000 American flags. Special thanks should go to Scout leader Todd McGee, who helped orchestrate this event. Mexican music, dancing ballerinos, all sorts of things are at the parade. Oddfellows dressed like firecrackers that added to the spectacle. And let's not forget our amazing sit-down marching band set up next to City Hall. They were playing all the favorites. The parade ended with the usual fine display of Coastside horses, followed by the important Pooper Scooper team. Our parade is down home, fun, kicked off with the American Legion, reminding us of our rich heritage in this country. Despite the turmoil in the world, for a couple of hours, we got to enjoy a simpler time and be thankful for our freedoms. God bless America and the Half Moon Bay Coastside. And speaking of great traditions, we hope you'll visit us down at my pub, Cameron's Restaurant. Stop by, bring the family, and enjoy a great meal. 2009. Was the cost of living that much different in 2009? Compare current costs with these. Gasoline was $2.73 a gallon. Loaf of bread, $1.77. Bacon, $3.19 a pound. And the price of a barrel of oil was $54. Oh, and 2009 is a good year to buy gold. It's going for $958 an ounce. This year, the financial crisis and recession, which began in the late 2007, continues, and many calling it the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression of the 1930s. House prices decline, and unemployment increases. Barack Obama is inaugurated the 44th President of the United States. And Michael Jackson dies in strange circumstances and brings a worldwide outpouring of grief. When she first stepped onto the stage, people didn't think she had much talent. But this lady would have the biggest selling album in the world for 2009, selling 8.3 million copies in 5 weeks. Here's Susan Boyle and I Dreamed a Dream.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I prayed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid. And dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid. No song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder. They tear your hopes apart, and they turn your dream to shame. Till I dream he comes to me, and we would live years together.
In the months following his death, there was a huge surge in his recordings. We have chosen a song peaked at number 2, having re-entered the chart at 11 after his death. A record that inspires personal reflection. Here's Michael Jackson with The Man in the Mirror.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Honest disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one got to know. I'm stuck.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Neighborhood Classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, and more. Neighborhood Classifieds is brought to you by The Thrift Store, 515 Kelly Avenue, Half Moon Bay. The Thrift Store generates crucial funding to support senior programs on the Coastside. And now, your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
What I strive to do here on AM 1710 by way of Classifieds is to offer you, the listener, a forum at no charge. Free. Yes, free ads at a one-time shot to announce what you may have to share with other listeners, be it an old bike or an upcoming garage sale. But I also want you to know that sometimes I need your help because I don't have the answer to all the questions I get from listeners, such as where can I pass on used magazines? Specifically aviation monthlies and World War II stories, military history books and zines and that effect. I have not had the time to check into this, but I will say that I heard the rumor that veterans hospitals were keen to have such donations. Can any one of you hearing me now confirm this? Call me on the listener line at 453-4000. Much appreciated. Seems such a shame just to toss them in the weekly recycle pickup, although that's a very green conscience. But when it comes to donations, what I do know is that our sponsor, the thrift shop at 515 Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay, will be glad to accept your quality donations, the sales of which help the seniors of the Coastside. I personally have given items that I have dupes of at home, or don't use that often, or don't read over and over again anymore. So, books along these lines I mentioned earlier are accepted with relish at the thrift store, so long as they are in good shape, of course. The thrift store, just behind a gas station called More for Less, certainly appreciates your help. Yes, you know, they really, really do. Pop into the great little cottage at 515 Kelly Avenue. It's a bazaar of bargains. Galore! Help this neighbor, help the next neighbor. You never know. You might be one that needs the help one day. All right, let's get into food for thought. And food for thought is the best thought, isn't it? Quit smoking for yourself and nobody else. And I'm going to whisper the best way to do it. You ready? Put your ear to the radio. Cold turkey. Shh. I know you didn't want to hear that, sorry. But the best way to quit smoking is cold turkey. All right, change out your bed sheets often. You'll sleep better and you'll have less bed mites. I like to do it 3 times a week, but at least shoot for at least twice. Worry less about money and you'll have more of it. Well, at least you'll have sufficient. And this tip, I know, works. I may have mentioned this before, but to feel better, 20 feet from another person, make eye contact and smile. 10 feet away, eye contact, smile, and say hello. Try it. Let me know how it worked for you. Freeze bread. Use just the number of slices you want for toast. Oh, and by the way, you can freeze butter. It holds its taste longer. Yeah, sure, I've told you this before, but you probably forgot. Next time you have a gift to give, send the person on a wee treasure hunt by leaving notes around saying where to look next, like under the blue pillow. Go to the linen closet. Look under the coffee maker. They, well, the recipient, that is, they thrill to the suspense of all of this. And I know because my wife, Linda, loves it. All right, I want you to know I get all sorts of calls on our listener line, 4534000. And a couple of days ago, an anonymous kid asked, "Hey, how do you make a bandstand?" Well, with loads of giggles and smirky laughter, some other kid in the background yelled out, "You take their chairs away." I did it again, I know. All right. I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@khmbradio.com. Neighborhood Classifieds has been brought to you by The Thrift Store, 515 Kelly Avenue, Half Moon Bay. The Thrift Store offers a variety of next-to-new clothing, jewelry, kitchen items, and furniture. Call The Thrift Store at 726-6543.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol, everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I would like to share a sweet story by Eileen Mitchell. It's about a kitty, Goldie, owned by Linda Fedak. It's called Kitty Who Loved Mint, a Cool Cat. About 1 month after we lost our first cat, also to cancer, my husband went against my wishes and brought home two very tiny kittens. I had emphatically told George I never wanted another cat because I couldn't stand the thought of experiencing such a painful loss again. But how could I say no to these two precious kittens? We named the rambunctious orange and white kitten Goldie and called the shyer charcoal and white one Heidi. She was supposed to be my cat and Goldie would belong to George. But from the start, it was Goldie who stole both our hearts. She was a pistol, that cat, running full speed to the kitchen where she'd take three flying leaps from floor to counter to the top of the cabinets and then hide. We'd frantically search the house, fearing she had somehow gotten outside, and then finally look up to see her greenish gold eyes peeking down at us. She did that for years and tricked us every time. Goldie had quite the nose for scents and was constantly seeking out tempting new smells. We learned to keep the bathroom door shut after catching her nibbling on a bar of soap. Almost every night she would approach me, making meowing sounds indicating that I should follow her down the hallway. Then she would stand on her hind legs, tap the bedroom door knob with her paw, and meow to be let in. When I opened the door, she would peruse the room, sniffing perfume bottles. This was one of her favorite activities, and she did it several times a week, right up until the day she died. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, a word from Kibbles and Gifts. Natura Pet Products has announced a recall as of June 18th. The affected brands include all formulas of dry dog and cat food as well as all treats. Brands recalled are Evo, Innova, and California Natural. No canned food was affected. Kibbles and Gifts strongly encourages pet parents that have had any of these brands of food to return them to us in their original packaging for a full refund. A Kibbles and Gifts sales associate can then assist in a selection of an appropriate alternative food to safely switch your pet to. We've partnered with some of our favorite manufacturers to assist with this transition. This week, when you come into the store, You'll find valuable promotions and sales on many great quality brands of food that we trust and even feed to our own pets. We at Kibbles and Gifts are pet parents just like you and care about the safety and well-being of your furry family members, too. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Now back to the show and the kitty who loved mint. Goldie's absolute favorite scent was peppermint. Whenever I ate a piece, she would awaken from even the deadest of slumbers and come running, sticking her face up to my mouth and drooling. I would puff the peppermint scent toward her face, and she would purr like an engine at NASCAR. On the October day that George took our ailing cat to the vet, I sent him with a note and a piece of peppermint. The note asked the vet to eat the candy, and as he administered the lethal drug, to gently blow the smell toward Goldie's face. I wanted my sweet girl to drift off to her favorite scent and feel my presence, even if I couldn't muster the strength to be there in person. 1 week later, I received a card from the vet offering his condolences and letting me know he'd done what I'd asked. We still have Heidi, who's nearly 19, plus 5 more cats to keep her company. But oh, how we loved our peppermint kitty. I doubt we'll ever see a personality like hers again. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, this is Jane Kingston, Health Coach, and this week's guest host on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today's health note is about how sitting too much can make you sick. Everyone's been writing a lot about the dangers of too much sitting. Someone has even dubbed sitting as the new smoking. It's that serious. I can tell you most of the scary medical facts and figures another time if you want to know. For instance, the fact that people with sitting jobs have twice the rate of cardiovascular disease as people with standing jobs. But now that you know all this, I ask you, what have you done about it in your own life? Most of the writers have recommended two things. The first is to get up and stand or walk or move somehow at regular intervals. Some say once an hour, some say every 20 minutes, or even 30 times a day. And the second thing is to get 30 minutes of activity every day. And this means in addition to your regular exercise. This is because the first step will not work by itself, even if you do regular exercise. Dr. James Levine of the Mayo Clinic calls this kind of non-exercise NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. It could be anything from fidgeting to folding laundry to walking the dog. 30 minutes of stuff that you don't usually think of as exercise. So that's simple. You only have to do two things differently. This means a habit change. You will hear me talking about the science of habit change a lot in my upcoming health notes. I'm sure everyone has a story about trying to change a behavior, giving up something or adding something to your life. I bet you can tell me many stories of why it didn't work. Change takes time and commitment, which means it also needs patience and persistence. What makes a successful change is taking small steps towards your goals. When we come back, we'll look at how small steps can make a difference. But first, this from the office of Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Hello, this is Dr. Ray Shepherd. Today I'd like to describe to you what I think is my most outstanding, most rewarding piece of equipment I have in my office. It's called a CEREC machine, and it enables me to provide my patients with crowns in one appointment. There's no temporaries or no return trips. The crowns are beautiful. They fit absolutely perfectly, and I've had the best positive response from my patients when they've had this kind of a restoration than anything else I have ever done. We're fortunate because less than 10% of the dentists in practice, they have this machine. I think it's the best technology that's ever been invented. If you're one of my current patients and you're curious about the machine that I'm describing, next time you're in, please ask me and I'll be very happy to show you and let you see it in action. It's very interesting.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So how do you learn to sit less in small steps? Hint, don't even think of a standing desk. People who stand long hours also face perils. Humans were meant to move around. We are the healthiest when we do this. There's a Cornell study on the perils of standing for long periods of time. You can look it up on the web. Here are some suggestions. Do certain things like telephone calls standing up. You can use certain iPhone and Android apps too. I found a lot of interesting apps by searching office exercise. Most of them are free, and some even have a timer built in to warn you that it's time to move. Some even give you office yoga and office Pilates. There are many suggestions for adding 30 minutes of neat, non-exercise movements to your life. Instead of sending an email to an office colleague, get up and go to that person's office. Have walk-around meetings with colleagues. One woman had a small glass for water, and when it was empty, she got up and filled it again, being sure that she always had water. I get up and move around every hour between my clients' appointments, and I often need to move around the office during the sessions. I try to walk up and down the hall once in a while, and certainly walk up the stairs, since hardly any building in Half Moon Bay has an elevator. I just got a DVD for yoga in the office, and I'll try it next time I have a spare hour. And I no longer shy away from parking spaces that make me walk a little farther. I feel good that I'm doing something positive. What have you tried that's worked for you? Please send in your answers. They will spark everyone's imagination. That's the health note for today, and it goes with my motto, keep moving.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace and brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us, health@khmbradio.com.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel, Christopher O'Donnell.
Coastside Carousel, AM 1710, on the net at KHMB Radio. Most unusual guest in the studio, Hristo Vitchev. It's a Bulgarian name, and I truly believe, listeners, that you're in for a treat. The album is called Familiar Fields, but let's start to talk with Hristo first. Welcome to AM 1710, Hristo.
Thank you very much, Christopher. It's a pleasure to be here.
And that is the right word for this, pleasurable music. Familiar Fields is the name of the album. I'm restricted in time a little bit by the length of the tracks, so you'll only be hearing one track, a long track. So sit back, put the cat beside you, pour a cocktail, get a coffee. You're in for a treat. The track I'm going to play is Fifth Season, but let's get back to Hristo. Tell us a little about where you got started, when you got started, where are you today, and what's going on in the future, Hristo?
Well, I started with music back in my homeland, Bulgaria, when I was about 12 years old. I've been listening to a lot of rock music at that time as any teenager, and having the rock star dreams eventually someday making it, you know, as a star. And my grandmother signed me up for guitar lessons, and that's how my introduction to music started. That was a long time before I ever discovered jazz and improvised music. Eventually, throughout the years, my family relocated to South America, to Caracas, Venezuela. That's where I spent about 10 years of my life, and I got introduced more to classical music, some of the Latin American music traditions and folkloric musical traditions there. And eventually, in 2002, I got into the Bay Area, into the United States, and for the first time I was exposed to jazz music, the great American art form, and completely fell in love with it. My life completely changed since then. I decided to pursue a music education and study this amazing tradition, and here I am today, releasing my sixth record, Familiar Fields, having a blast at it.
Now let me say that once again, listeners, Familiar Fields. And
What, you know, I've listened to this and it's music that I rarely hear. What do you call yourself? What type of music do you play? You say you've been open to jazz, but there's more to it than just jazz. What's going on?
That's correct. The my style personally gets described by music critics all around the world as impressionistic jazz, which is a combination of the sensibility and tradition of impressionistic classical music, similar to Debussy, Ravel, which combines a lot of the colors, harmonic colors, mixes a lot of different hues, and it's all about texture and sound more than groove or beat. And we combine that with improvisation. And so I think the jazz element is the improvisation, the chordal hues, if you will, from jazz music. But at the same time, the presentation, it's more on the lines of chamber classical music.
Yeah, he said it all for me. If I could have said that, I would have said that. Most unusual. I noticed that you have four. It's a quartet. By the way, Dan Robbins, he plays the bass on this album for you. Listeners, I want you to look out for Dan Robbins. I'll have him here at AM 1710 on a later show. By the way, I want you to remind you, the listener, that this show is sponsored. It's sponsored by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. That's that two-story, cream, rather eclectic English-style pub south of town. You get a bit of everything. You get music there too, but I don't think this style suits Cameron's too much, but I bet he's probably got the volume turned up to listen today. Food? Sure. Beer? Oh, lots of it. And some pretty good wines too. Learn more about Cameron's Inn on their website at www.cameronsinn.com. Cameron's, your home away from home. Now to the music from the album, Familiar Fields. Thank you, Risto. I'm very glad you came to AM 1710. We have been in need of music for like this for quite some time. It doesn't have its own little box. It certainly plays outside of the box. How can I come by familiar feels?
All listeners that like this music can get it through my website directly at www.hristovichev.com, and I'll spell that for you. It's H-R-I-S-T-O, V as in Victor, I-T-C-H-E-V.com. And it's also available in every single music retailer online, from Amazon to iTunes, CD Baby, Rhapsody. It's available on all radio stations, Pandora, Django. And if you type on Google anything that sounds remotely close to my name, you probably get to me. There's not too many jazz musicians with that name, so.
And still a mouthful to say, but of course, listeners, you know to come back to khmbradio.com and click on Coastside Carousel to get more of that information or to get that particular information. I'm very, very, very pleased that you came to our studio. Please listen up. In more ways than one, music from familiar fields. I'm your host, Christopher O'Donnell. I wish you good music. I wish you good listening.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.